Welcome back to Ashburton. We're about ready to start now.
It's political commentary.
Has love turned to hate in our relationship with China, Dr. Bryce Edwards?
It might well do that. And that's the worry, because if it does, it's going to be a big diplomatic incident and it's going to be bad for our economy and trade. But, of course, there's the moral issues as well, and that's what, I guess, love's all about. So you need a bit of love and a bit of hate.
So what's happened is Huawei, the electronics company based out of China and strongly supported by communist China, the Communist Party in China, have been forbidden from being used by Spark over here to roll out their 5G network.
Yeah, so Spark is putting together this new generation of how we're going to use our phones, and they've applied to use this company, which you pronounce better than I can, and the GCSB have had to vet this to check it's okay, and they've decided no, it's not okay. And of course they are partly relying on advice from other members of the Five Eyes network that were involved in, you know, the US, UK, France,
The big hitters.
Yep, and they say no. This is a company that could be compromised, and if they set up a network here, we can't be sure that China won't have the ability to, you know, compromise that network and use it.
Cast their foreign ears over our polite discourse amongst ourselves.
And so other countries, such as Australia, have also done likewise and stopped this company from,
The reason being is that it's been discovered in the past little things built into a few of the devices and software and that sort of stuff to leave a route of communication on the sly. Out to somebody.
Bloody complicated technology. Yeah. And so this company, yes, is a Chinese one, and there's just always been suspicions that they operate and, you know, manufacture things in a way that the Chinese government have an inside, you know, knowledge of how it works. And, you know, because most companies, you know, keep it all very secret, but they work closely with the Chinese government. So no one's saying that you should throw away your device if it's made by this company, but just that we perhaps don't want our whole sort of national infrastructure built using this company. And of course, I don't know, there's been pressure put on New Zealand by the US, and, you know, for all we know, well, it's hard to, this is part of the US-China rivalry that's heating up at the moment, and effectively we could be seen as picking a side by going with the US advice.
Yeah, but although this company has the Huawei have been busted for these little discrepancies in the technology on a number of occasions, and the good thing about it is that we may be, you know, like you already mentioned, all of the other Five Eyes partners have already done this. We're the last one to get on board, and so we're going to get a tut-tutting, surely.
Yeah,
or the political version of that. But
well, we're going to get the thumbs up from our traditional allies, but thumbs down from our new trading partner. And it just depends. We'll yet to see how much that thumbs down means in terms of diplomatic relations, in terms of future free trade agreements, and, you know, whether suddenly our butter might mysteriously get held up in Shanghai port.
Now, the bright and shiny Prime Minister of New Zealand, new mum Jacinda Ardern, doesn't like being, she doesn't like talking about this China relationship. Doesn't like it being questioned anyway, does she? Really?
Well, there's lots of difficult China-New Zealand issues to navigate at the moment.
Mostly they've got loads and loads of money and we've got not that much. And we'd like some of theirs. That's basically what it all comes down to, isn't it?
And they want to be very good friends. Yeah. And with that friendship comes, some sort of some ties.
A little bit of trust,
So, and so, of course, the other big story at the moment is the Anne-Marie Brady one.
Fascinating story, actually. I'm becoming more and more interested in the story. That's Anne-Marie. She's an outspoken,
critic and researcher. I mean, let's go back to the beginning. So she is a fluent Mandarin speaker, and she's married to a Chinese-born New Zealander and got kids. And she's been part of the Chinese community here in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And she's, she teaches and researches on politics and international relations. And over the years, she became more and more suspicious of what was happening in the Chinese community. And this is a community that she was involved in.
Yeah.
Finding that a lot of the key stakeholders were really just parroting the line from Beijing.
Yeah,
and so she ended up doing a bit of research, and her argument is that all these groups, New Zealand-based Chinese groups, are in some ways funded and receiving directions from China, and it's China's way of trying to have influence in other countries. And so they do this everywhere.
And when your country that big, the idea of being able to influence New Zealand should, I assume when you've got a massive population like that with so much money and resources and stuff, and you are controlled the way that they're controlled, that to get a little country like New Zealand under your thumb should seem on paper pretty easy to do.
And that's what they've tried to do, according to Anne-Marie Brady. And, of course, other countries do this as well. You know, they're not unique in that regard. We do it, in fact.
Yeah.
In our expat communities around the world, we try and have some influence, and, we try and influence other countries through our diplomatic, missions and things. But her argument is that it's done on a much different scale and that it's a bit more nefarious at times.
And has been potentially causing putting her in danger.
Well, that's her argument. Since becoming a bit of a thorn in the side of China, she's had her house burgled, her office at the university burgled, and now her car has been suspected of being sabotaged. And no one knows, is this China or who is it that's doing these things? So we've been having a police investigation for the last 9 months looking into it. So they seem to be taking it seriously. But there's nothing yet to say that it is any foreign state. It could be something else, who knows. But certainly those burglaries involved, they were mysterious. They, it wasn't involving valuables. It was, USB sticks and knives and things. So it does look a bit like it could be some sort of, Chinese agent. Or another country. And so what's happened now is the police are about to give their report to the government, and we've had an open letter this week from a bunch of academics and, civil society figures that are saying, hey, Jacinda, hey, Winston, we need you to speak up on this. And, if this report comes out and it is it does find a connection with the Chinese state, we want you to, be open and transparent and come out and stand up for Anne-Marie Brady and make sure that our academics can research without being intimidated by foreign states.
It was only a couple of weeks ago at APEC where the Malaysian Prime Minister brought up such security issues in the South China Sea and the Pacific, and we basically shut the meeting down.
Yeah, so we are living in interesting times, as they say, in China.
Interesting times as well. But it's rapidly changing, isn't it? Like, that was only a couple of weeks ago. That was like 2 or 3 weeks ago, wasn't it?
That's right. So things are heating up. And like I say, that US-China rivalry is heating up. And New Zealand has always been over the last sort of 10 or 30 years, we've been able to somehow walk the tightrope being friends with both US and China. Hmm. And now we're having to take some hard decisions, especially on this 5G network decision, and now potentially on whether Jacinda Ardern is going to have to tell the Chinese off if this report finds that they had something to do with this nefarious stuff.
Speaking of telling off, what about old Carol Trubeck? He's been given the heave-ho officially now by Elise Galloway, immigration minister, after a blunder.
Yes, so it's now a question of whether the Minister of Immigration, Ian Lees-Galloway, should be told off. Some are saying he should be sacked because he originally made the decision that Sherbeck should be allowed to stay in New Zealand after he's finished his prison sentence. He should be given New Zealand residency. And that, of course, created the uproar last month, saying, well, it's a bit crazy, giving a criminal that's come here as a drug importer and et cetera, and lied on his to the state. And so immigration's gone back to the file and checked it again and said, oh, maybe he shouldn't be allowed to stay.
Yeah.
And so that's the latest.
So how do you read that? As a win or a loss for the government, or a blot on the copybook of Ian Lees-Galloway? Should he be fired, or what do you think? Dr. Bryce Edwards?
It's raised competency questions about the minister, that's for sure,
yeah.
And competency questions about the officials. And it looks as if they didn't provide very clear advice to him. So he read the file. And
because it's his portfolio, though, he has to take the knock, doesn't he?
I think so, and he's done a U-turn, and he's tried to make out like, well, new information has come to light.
Yeah.
But I think the information always was there, basically. And yes, he should be apologising, I think. Whether it's a firing, sacking, resigning offence, I'm far from convinced, but it does raise questions about how well arrangement is working with ministers having to make these decisions, because he doesn't really understand immigration law. And
he is
sure
a minister of immigration, though,
Yeah.
It's that thing.
Yeah, no, something is going wrong.
Yeah.
You know, there is a flaw in the system. If officials are giving him strange information, he can't decode it, and he makes the wrong decision, which is what he did.
Yeah.
So I think there probably needs to be a bit more investigation into how the system works, maybe he should go, but certainly just him being replaced by another minister and carrying on, same old thing, will this result in this situation happening again, I think.
Very quickly, Bryce, anything else that you want to hit on before we head off?
Prisoners,
the right to vote.
Not allowed to vote.
Yeah.
Right, and I think they should be. They traditionally, New Zealand's had strange laws, and it's changed over the time. Some prisoners can vote, some prisoners can't vote, depending on how long they're in jail. So it used to be if you're in jail for more than 3 years, you couldn't vote. Then National changed it 7 years ago so that anyone in prison can't vote. And so there's a big campaign, I think, led by the Green Party.
What was the argument then? What was the argument for them not to...
They're naughty. They've been naughty, and they should lose their right to be proper citizens.
Right.
They're just part of punishment, really.
Yeah.
And so the campaigners for it are saying, well, they're being punished by being put in prison. Isn't that enough? If we want them to be rehabilitated, if we want them to be properly functioning members of society, having them involved in decision-making...
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. It's 10,000 people, all up. Even if they block voted, even if they could get themselves together there.
That's right.
Some of them are just there. Some of them are just so against society, they'll just go against the flow anyway. So
That's right.
It's a big day today. The Greens got one through, and for origin labelling for food.
Yep.
The country of origin labelling for food.
Yep,
that's all going to happen.
Coming.
Yeah, good job.
Food's going to have to say where it's from.
Great. Hey, Dr. Bryce Edwards, thank you very much. Lovely to talk to you.
Okay.
Have a great time. Will we speak to you before Christmas?
Definitely.
I hope so.
Yes.
Good. All right. Thank you very much. Have a great
Cheers.
Day. See
okay.
ya.
Bye.
You just heard a bit of political commentary.